Hi, this is a video about beginners who are interested in learning how to play the clarinet and the proper way of putting your instrument together. So I have here is a clarinet inside of this case. And the first thing I want to show you is like how to open up correctly. For this case, you want the logo on top. So that's where the logo is. Another thing, since it's a school instrument, it has the some wording, a word, the serial number. You might see your band teacher if you're borrowing from the school to put your name there. When you open it up, you will have the instrument this way. Now, if I would have flipped it the other way, see there's no grooves up here. Your instrument would have fell out and then possibly land on the floor, which we don't want to do that. So always do it the side on the logo, and then any indication right here, like a name tag if you're borrowing from your school. The next thing is in knowing your parts to the instruments. So this big thing in the back, we call that the lower joint. Over here is your mouthpiece and little thing that wraps around it. That's your ligature. Next thing is this piece right here. It's called the barrel. This piece right here is called the bell. That's the bottom of the instrument. And then this piece that's in front of me, we call that the upper joint, and obviously a reed. So here's the process I usually teach my clarinets. First is take the reed out and stick it in your mouth, okay? So we want to take it out of the plastic. And then I'll show you how I place the reed in my mouth. So here's that same reed. I just put it to the side, and then I start building again. The reason why I put it to the side and not like this, because one, you might accidentally bite down on it by accident, and obviously reed breaks. Also, this reeds are very sensitive of how wet they get. What I talked to some of my colleagues, because if they're super wet, they won't work properly. So we just want it wet enough. So what I learned from a colleague is just take the reed, put it to the side over here. Nothing will happen to it. And then you continue to build. The next thing you grab is your bell. And I usually do it down here so I have more control of it. And the lower joint. So look how I'm grabbing it. I'm holding it at the bottom. And then once I have control of it, my hand is touching the back part of the clarinet. The reason why, there's less keys that I could accidentally squeeze on. And if we accidentally squeeze on the side that has a bunch of keys, it's going to eventually start bending it. Also, we have these rods in there. That's also going to bend to where the instrument doesn't work properly. So I take the bottom of this, where you see cork, and I'm going to take my bell, and I'm going to carefully put it together like that, okay? Next thing is connecting the upper joint. So here's your upper joint, okay? This one's very unique. Same idea. We want to touch only the area with the least amount of keys. And then I usually take my thumb and press this key here at the very bottom where it has the hole in it. The reason why, and I'll put it close to the camera, it moves this little bridge we call. And that's important when we put it together. So over here, you see how there's a plate. This little piece, the bridge, has to connect to it. So I'll press it down and then carefully twist the two pieces together, making sure I'm still not pressing down the keys, and then let go. And then from there, you should see a line that goes to line up with it. If it's a little bit over, we want to straighten that out. So the final product so far is your keys should be all lined up together. Now, if I have this bridge, this top piece on the bottom, what will happen is these keys will not move because it will push these keys down. And then if you need play notes down here, they won't work.
So make sure this little piece is always on top. Next, I take what is called a barrel, and I use the bigger end, because if you want to tell, it curves out bigger to the bottom, and I connect it to the upper joint. And then lastly is the mouthpiece. And I usually put the mouthpiece and the ligature there. Now, you're wondering, when do I put the reed on? Okay. I put the reed on the very end. And I'll get my reed out one more time so you can see what's happening. And what I teach my beginner clarinets, as well as saxophone, because it's the same process, there's a curved side, which you see over here. So it has a curve, so skinny, and it gets curvy on top. And then we have a flat side. And usually on the flat side, that's where it's going to tell you the name brand plus the strength of the reed. If you don't know what the strength of the reed is, as a beginner, it's okay. I never did until you get older. But you want to see this, the flat side of that reed. And we want that on the mouthpiece. And we're going to slide it down to where the top of this lines up with the mouthpiece. That's what I usually tell my clarinet players, is line it up. And then from there, for your ligature, if you moved it up, for beginners, they have little marks. I don't know if you can see in the video, but there's a mark that would tell you how far down to have your ligature, and then carefully tighten it, because you don't want to over tight the reed to where it doesn't make a sound. So I didn't over tighten, so I'm making a sound. So that is how you put a clarinet together if you're a beginner. Good luck.